This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Welcome back to Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. Join us as we talk to local and national experts in these fields to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on current trends and issues facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed, iTunes, or Google Play. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njohsp.gov.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Intelligence Unclassified. My name is Kevin Heaney. I'm here with my colleague Rich Bryson from the Training and Exercise Bureau here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. We're going to talk to you today about NJLearn, which is a complete learning management system managed by OHSP at no cost to state, county, or local first responder agencies. NJLearn is web accessible and includes a standardized online training course catalog, a registration process, resource library, notification and communications capability, and a report management system. So Rich, tell me a little bit about how NJLearn came to be.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that NJLearn started around 2004. The NJLearn is a complete learning management system for New Jersey first responders. It was actually through a recommendation from legislation. That legislation was the New Jersey Domestic Security and Preparedness Task Force legislation in 2001. And in 2002, the task force was created. And part of the responsibilities for the task force were not only to make recommendations for security and domestic preparedness policy for the state, but also their recommendation was to establish training for those first responders. That coincides with the presidential directive that said every first responder should have certain types of training, in particular the National Incident Management System training, and then also the Incident Command training. Following with that, the task force thought the best way to provide that training to the number of first responders in New Jersey would be an e-learning system, something that was web accessible 24/7, so every day at all times. Today, that evolved into additional training and compliance based on legislation that pops up and also policy that pops up. So we'll look at legislation in regards to compliance training, where first responders are required to take that training. And we'll look at policies, for example, the Attorney General policy for law enforcement. We'll look at that as a standards form of training. And we'll frequently get the request to go ahead and add that training or create that training and add that training to the New Jersey Learn e-learning system for those first responders that access and use it.
Great. Thanks, Rich. So when we use a term like first responders, let's expand upon that and talk about who can have access to NJLearn, right? NJLearn accounts are available to sworn law enforcement officers, including New Jersey Police Training Commission Class 1, 2, and 3 special officers, as well as corrections officers, public safety telecommunicators, also known as dispatchers, certified EMTs and paramedics who have been certified by the State Office of Emergency Medical Services, and firefighters who have earned at least a firefighter level 1 certification from the New Jersey Division of Fire Safety. NJLearn accounts are also accessible to members of the New Jersey Army or Air National Guards. To give you an idea of how many folks currently use NJLearn, at the moment we have about 88,000 total accounts in active status with varying levels of activity. Some folks log on once a year for training. A lot of departments use it very frequently, so there is a variation in levels. Rich, can you talk about what kind of effect NJLearn has had on training throughout the years in New Jersey?
You know, a part of the effect on NJLearn, let's go back a little bit to the users. Primarily, it's geared towards New Jersey first responders. So it kind of exempts people from federal agencies, but we make exceptions for many of those federal agencies who actually work closely. They've become our partners, and in such, they need access to some of the training programs that are available on NJLearn so they can continue to do that kind of work. That is, in effect, the way that the NJLearn system has helped in New Jersey itself. Probably the greatest benefit of NJLearn towards our first responders is that availability 24/7. And there's no cost to first responders to utilize this. First responders frequently are busy. They're working all different types of hours. And with NJLearn, they could go on and take a compliance training at any time. It's also helped New Jersey in regards to that compliance training. For example, New Jersey created the Developmental Disabilities Awareness Training. The material was presented to us, and we developed that into an online course and made it available for New Jersey first responders. The legislation set it as a requirement for all first responders in New Jersey to complete that training. Another example are some of the policies of the Attorney General. every law enforcement officer in New Jersey at one point had to complete the new immigration platform, the immigration training, as a condition of the Attorney General's policy. The material, again, was presented to us. We were able to develop that into an online course and made it available. I'll give you an example of that. As of last month, that immigration policy training for corrections and police officers was created in January. I think it went live, and we've got well over 22,000 completions registered on the system for that. The other advantages have to do with records and reporting. Every user of NJLearn has a transcript, so that transcript carries with them regardless of where they work or if they move, or if they go to another agency, or if they're a firefighter and a police officer. They maintain that transcript of training, and that never goes away. So somebody can actually catalog and look at the amount of training they've had, and then also look at what type of training through the report system that they are going to need. An example of some of that training, by the way, is 2018. We recorded over 95,000 completions in training. So that's everything from the 10 to the 20 minute to the 4-hour courses. 90,000 of those, over 90,000 of them, were actually developed by our agency. About 33,000 of them were standards training that we mentioned before, and about 37,000 of them were compliance training that we mentioned before.
Thanks, Rich. I'm glad you mentioned that completion number. You know, something we think about is we're certainly not the only state to use an online learning management system like this for first responders. But I think in our discussions with other state agencies, what we found is that we are very unique in the numbers we have achieved. Other states will have completions ranging from hundreds per year to a few thousand. But certainly when you talk about a number like 90,000 plus per year, that seems to be very unique to New Jersey and how we're using the platform and we're getting these resources out there to folks.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what else is unique to New Jersey, too, is our development. And a number of years ago, we researched development applications so that we can literally take material that's presented to us from a subject matter expert, reconfigure that, put it into a package, and then develop it, format it, and develop it for an e-learning management system. We've done that a number of times. And one of the reasons we jumped on that opportunity and it took on that added expertise, so to speak, was because of the short notice that we wanted to get information out. And we've had a couple different circumstances where information was needed to be put out in short notice. One was the old pandemic, the avian flu virus, and we wanted to get information out as soon as possible. That was our first attempt at putting out information quick. And I think the meeting was like on a Tuesday afternoon to do this. And by Thursday, we had loaded to 60 or 70,000 of our first responders. So they had that information quick. It was information right from our Department of Health as well.
That's great.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, it's probably a good time to mention also unique to New Jersey is where we take some of our online courses, which are meant to track based on the records management system and the transcript for the user. We also take that and reconvert them. Our ability to develop a courseware program also allows us to re-record that and turn it into a video. And as you know, some of those videos that we intend for first responders now end up as a training resource on our website itself.
That's a great example, Rich. You know, a lot of this information is useful for the public as well as for our first responder community. So some of those programs that we have available at njhomelandsecurity.gov include our active shooter response training, our training on the Internet of Things and distributed denial of service attacks, which is a large and growing threat in the realm of cybersecurity. We have a training video on suspicious letter and parcel device awareness in response to incidents over the past several years about explosives in the mail and other such attacks like that. We also have an excellent program up online called the Comprehensive Active Shooter Incident Management, developed in conjunction with our State Department of Health. And it really takes you from an excellent overview from before, during, and after an active shooter incident, and all about the other things maybe you as an individual, but as well as organization management need to be thinking about as far as psychological effects, management practices, and how you're going to keep your organization functioning if the worst should happen, you ever face one of these incidents. Additionally, and unique to New Jersey, based off of what our intelligence division has found through their annual terrorism threat assessment, we've developed several courses in-house here at OHSP on recent trends and events, as well as emerging threats on counterterrorism topics. Our annual terrorism threat assessment has once again assessed that homegrown violent extremists are the number one terrorist threat to the state of New Jersey. So every year we update and republish our homegrown violent extremist course, which provides the latest information on that particular threat. We also have courses on extremist use of the internet, as well as public gatherings awareness, which is a good resource for anyone who's involved with planning a large commercial, maybe a soft target holiday event type of situation, where you're going to want to be on the lookout for signs of suspicious activity and any other types of weaknesses that typically come with large scale events like that.
You know, as we know, ISIS has proposed to utilize gatherings as an effective target, both in their English magazines. And we've seen, well, not so recent, but we've seen activity along those lines. You're always afraid that with the large amount of gatherings and groupings, particularly on the shore, that somebody may emulate that type of an attack. So gatherings course was a great example of how we were able to take something that was emerging or occurring and fairly recent, put it into a course to make an awareness program, make it available to our first responders and what they can do in response to protect those citizens at those gatherings.
The public can also access online training through FEMA's Emergency Management Institute and their independent study program. These are training programs available through FEMA.gov, and they're open to anyone who has a FEMA student identification or SID number, which can include members of the general public. So, Rich, let's talk about what new initiatives we have going on with NJLEARN. Where do you see the future going and what's coming down the pipe?
To tie into some of the resources for the general public, I would also add the video resources we created for exercise support, which kind of lends the groundwork for creating an exercise and utilizing our exercise support team to assist. And a probably even a greater benefit to the public is that nonprofit security grant program. The Department of Homeland Security grant program allows monies to be distributed to nonprofit organizations so that they can secure their perimeter, secure their building. And how does somebody know how to fill that out? Through our grants bureau, we developed that content and then converted that content to a video. So that also is available through the website. So that's kind of a new initiative to take those little things that in our office are being done on a regular basis and then create a training program to kind of get that information out as well. I think it was a significant increase in those grant applications this year. I think the grants bureau told us it was well over 300 of those grants that had to be scored. But the addition of putting that web accessible video out assisted people in developing that, and it made it a lot easier for our office to do that scoring before sending it to the Department of Homeland Security. Other initiatives, as you know, Kev, we're assisting the New Jersey Department of Civil Service, who manages the state e-learning management system for state employees. We assist them with some of our courseware that we develop, make it available to other state employees. And also, we've started adding material and content that can be utilized by other learning management systems. Some other content management systems or learning management systems being utilized by a lot of New Jersey agencies. Those agencies have requested access to the material. So we've kind of been preparing our material to access them as well. One of the most unique initiatives we're using with NJLEARN is partnering with the Department of Homeland Security's National Training and Exercise System. The National Training and Exercise System takes all of the Homeland Security training that's conducted by the consortium training groups and puts them into a database that correlates those courses to core capabilities. Core capabilities are what FEMA represents as our way or our focus to protect the nation and particularly to protect critical infrastructure and key resources in the country. So we correlate our courses to those core capabilities and insert them in so we can compare our capability training to what FEMA is doing and what the nation is doing on a regional level and on a state level as well.
That's a great point, Rich, that NJLEARN is available for a lot more than emergency management training or maybe what some folks might log on and do once a year, do their required bloodborne pathogen or hazmat awareness training, right? We're doing a lot in OHSP's mission areas of counterterrorism, cybersecurity, resiliency. We're working with our federal partners. We're working with other state agencies. And we really want to be the one-stop shop resource for all hazards, emergency response, and preparedness training throughout the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned resources, and we failed to mention the online resource category within the learning management system. With well over 400 documents and links and other materials that people can utilize to assist in that training, including checklists on how to do this or how to do that or what should you know about this or what should you know about that, and links to training resource videos, other videos they can use as training. It's essentially an electronic library that's included in NJLEARN and accessible to every one of the learners. We can track who goes to those resources as well as track who's been on a course, who started a course, and who's completed a course over a period of time with times and dates and actual times that they're within the courses.
Absolutely. And like you said, accessing those resources 24/7 and maybe including an incident checklist to be able to help you to make one of those critical decisions when you need it the most. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Intelligence Unclassified. If you have any questions about what's available through OHSP's Training and Exercise Bureau, you can find us online at njhomelandsecurity.gov/programs. For more information on NJ Learn, you can visit www.njlearn.com or contact us via email at njlearn@njohsp.gov or call us at 609-584-4805.
All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.